Well, I think it's outrageous. In this day and age, there is not a single person in this state who believes that a working family can survive on $7.25, the state's minimum wage. I think that Wisconsin law is incredibly clear. It demands that every worker in this state is paid a living wage. And for the governor's administration to say that there is no reasonable cause to believe that workers are being paid less a living wage when he had over 100 complaints from workers all across the state detailing in painstaking detail how difficult it is for them to survive and the impossible choices they are forced to make under Governor Walker's economy, it's incredibly disrespectful and disingenuous for the governor to issue this directive to say that there's no reasonable cause to believe that workers are struggling in his economy without even following up or having a hearing or having taking any actual testimony from the workers who filed these complaints. It just shows his complete disregard for the working people of this state.